In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Gospel of this blessed Sunday tells us about the story of the woman that was sinful, and she was known in the city, and how she entered the house where the Lord was invited by one of the Pharisees, and she poured ointment on the Lord's feet and washed it by her tears and her hair. And we learn that the Lord, at the end of the story, told the woman that your faith has saved you. And here we learn something, that faith is something to be done, not only something to be said. Actually, if we look at the passage carefully, we will see that the woman did not say a single word. She didn't say anything at all. And at the end, she was saved by the faith that she has and that was manifested in her deeds. So knowing this, now we can go and review what exactly the saving faith would look like. We all come to the church aiming at what this woman has acquired at the end of the story. That when I go out from the church, I would hear the same word, your faith has saved you, go in peace. What exactly made her to be blessed with these words from the Lord? First of all, the woman was focused on the Lord all the time. Something that's actually not easy. If we think about ourselves when we come to the church, sometimes me as a priest, obsessed with the order and things that has to go in a certain way, sometimes I lose focus myself. And I think that, okay, what was I doing? Yes, the order was good, but meanwhile, did I focus on the owner of the place? The aim of us all being here? Sometimes maybe the deacons are more focused on how maybe they chant the hymn, how to embrace the congregation with what they learned, how maybe whoever is going to take turns to play the cymbal, something like that. But where is the right focus? The focus on the Lord Himself. Sometimes we come to the church focused on all other people around us. Who is wearing what? How did this man move? How this girl did this? What did the deacons do? But this focus gets us away totally from what we are here for. At the end of the day, we go out as we came in. I did not feel the Lord. I did not touch Him. I did not get this kind of relationship that make my heart comforted. When I go out, I feel like this way, day was different. This woman's faith was a living one, shown by her focus. She came from out, going to the Lord without looking around her, without even thinking how the people are going to receive her or think of her. Her faith also was a living one because she was aware of her unworthiness. To say that I am unworthy is something, and to be truly aware of being unworthy is something else. We might all say it very easily, I am a sinner, I do not deserve. But meanwhile, when we are denied something that we might assume it's our right, how do we react? When we hear a word of rebuke or a blame, how do we react? We feel offended. How dare they do this to us, or say this, or deny me this? What are you talking about? If you say you are unworthy, why you feel offended? Because again, it's not easy. It's not something simple that we really know and we believe that we are unworthy sinners. We come here only with the graciousness of the Lord because He is kind enough to allow us in, not because any one of us would dare to stand before Him and say that I deserve. I did this and this and this, and because of that, I am worthy to be here today. She came and stood at His feet, behind Him, weeping. She did not dare to lift up her eyes and look to His face. Her unworthiness was manifested in how she reacted, how she conducted herself in the house of the Pharisees, rather than saying just empty words does not mean anything. Her faith also was a living one because she trusted in the Lord's mercy. This woman was sinful in the city, meaning everyone knew about her. Her reputation came before her to the place. She did not think twice if he's going to accept her or not. She did not say that, oh, yes, I'm unworthy, and because of this, I cannot go there. Yes, I am unworthy, but meanwhile, I trust that he is gracious, he is kind, he will accept me. She did not hesitate or doubt that he will accept her. Why we do not pray? I will tell you an answer that is as simple as you might hear it. Because we do not trust that God listens. Because we do not trust that he will accept us. Inside us, we feel like, yeah, he is not going to look at me. I am a sinner. All of my life, I'm doing this and this. Why he would be giving attention to my prayer? If we believe that he is good, if we believe that he will accept us, we will always come and knock on the doors of his mercies, and he will always receive us. He never actually, we never heard in his time, the Lord, when he was here on earth, that someone came to him saying that I am a sinner, and the Lord said to him, go away from me, I cannot take you. This never happened. If we trust in his mercy, we will always come to him. His faith was also a living one because she showed much love. And the Lord said this, when he compared her to this man, Simon the Pharisee, he said that she loved much, and that's why she was forgiven much. She came with an offering. What she can do, I will not come empty-handed before the Lord. Whatever I can afford, I will just come and afford and give it to him. She kept on kissing his feet and showing much love and affection towards him and trusting that he will not cast her out. It is this love that makes faith something that's really valuable. It is what we all feel like this is something genuine when it is offered with love. It is without this love, as Saint Paul said, if I have faith that can remove mountains and I don't have love, then I am nothing. It is what the Lord is measuring in the heart of every one of us every single day we come to him. How much love in your heart towards me, and how much this love can force you to offer and to come with to the Lord with something. It is this love that made her faith a living one, among other reasons as well. This woman also showed much courage to go before all, proclaiming her regret. She, as a sinful woman, she did not, in a way, got discouraged to mingle among the righteous. This is something that's not easy. That's thinking of herself, whom I am, to go in this assembly where this righteous man Jesus is there, and with him all of those Pharisees and all of those good people. She was not, in a way, taken away by the fear that I can't make it. Unfortunately, we as believers, we sometimes get discouraged to proclaim our faith, not among the righteous, but among those people who do not know God. It is very, how do you describe it? It's very sad that in our current years, that righteousness and virtue hide in order that profanity and immorality would boast. This woman showed much courage. This is actually something that's needed from all of us. That when I'm asked, I'm going to answer as I believe it. When I'm asked by my son or daughter if what he is doing is right or wrong, I tell him, no, this is not right. Believe me, sometimes that parents do not dare to tell their children that what they are doing is wrong. They want to gain them on the expense of proclaiming the truth. When I'm asked by my colleagues, wherever I am, about what I'm doing, don't shy away and say that, this is something like ritual traditions, but me inside, I do not believe any of these things. This woman came before everyone with courage, proclaiming her faith and also proclaiming her regret. Her faith was also shown in repentance with no attempt to justify herself. Someone is coming from the door and everyone is looking at him. Imagine this scenario. Then this person, maybe before he comes to the altar, he will try as much as he can to justify to others why I am here today. What do you think of me? Why are you staring to me this way? I did not do anything. I was forced to do this because of this and this and this. But this was not the case. The genuine repentance is like this. Repentance with a regret and remorse in the heart, with no attempt whatsoever to say because or I was forced or it's not my mistake. This is not repentance. If you come to confess your sins, be focused on it's my mistake. I did it. Not everyone who is exposed to this do the same. I am totally responsible for this. This mess, I am the one who made it. And I come today to say that I am a sinner. That's it, as simple as that. The woman was not overwhelmed with how I'm going to react to people, what I'm going to say to them, how I'm going to justify myself, how I'm going to gain their acceptance. It's only the Lord and her, as if that nobody else existed, as if nothing else mattered, as if all of those people looking at her did not make any difference with her. Her faith was also shown in her sincerity, shown by her tears. Many, many hours, maybe, we spent standing in the church and looking and uttering words. We never meant it. We never put in our hearts in it. We never felt anything. This is not sincerity in heart. This is maybe I am just accomplishing the liturgy. I'm just getting done with this. The woman came without saying a word, showed a lot of sincerity. Her tears were poured on the Lord's feet. It is this sincerity of heart that makes us actually to grow. This sincerity of heart that makes us to feel what we are doing. This sincerity of heart that makes His ways and His path delightful to the heart. Without this sincerity, feeling and loving what I am doing and feeling exactly what I'm saying, it will always be cold routine, that we all always be questioning ourselves, why I'm doing this? Why I am attending the liturgy at all? Why I'm praying? It doesn't make any difference. The woman's faith was one of those living ones. She did not say a word, and this proves that faith is not something we utter by our tongues. It's something that we live. She came focused on the Lord, aware of her unworthiness, trusting in the Lord's mercy, showing much love, showing courage to go before all, proclaiming her regret, showing repentance with no attempt to justify herself, and also showing sincerity shown in her tears. Glory be to God forever and ever.